This is Dakota Datebook for April 15th. A tattered mansion on 8th Street, which still stands today, was once home of U.S. Senator Porter J. McCumber of Wahpeton. 5 blocks north of the old silk stocking block is the Wahpeton Indian School, now known as the Circle of Nations. On this date in 1904, a bill introduced by Senator McCumber passed the House. According to a Fargo paper, an old sore in North Dakota's side will be healed when the Turtle Mountain Indians accept an appropriation of $1 million included in the Indian Appropriation Bill in payment for land taken by whites. Another paper noted the appropriation is much cause for rejoicing among the people of that town, and Senator McCumber will be hugged and kissed almost to death when he arrives home from Washington. The school will be as big a thing for Wahpeton as McCumber is for the state. For the Turtle Mountain Chippewa, however, the school was a poor trade for their lands. The 1892 McCumber Agreement, or 10-cent treaty, was signed under extreme duress. Their attorney, J.B. Botineau, son of famed surveyor and town founder Pierre Botineau, was not allowed in the proceedings. Starvation, epidemics, and poverty on the reservation ensured a steady enrollment of Turtle Mountain students at the Indian boarding schools. In 1909, it was reported that several hundred Turtle Mountain students would be transferred from the Morris, Minnesota school to Wahpeton. The experiences of students at Indian boarding schools varied. Some enjoyed the opportunity, while others didn't want to be there at all. Like other government schools, Wahpeton operated with military discipline and terminology. Farming, trade skills, and home economics were the main focus, but students also participated in musical instruction, marching bands, athletics, dance, and other community activities. The school's dairy farm was well known, though it ended after World War II. School lands were later acquired by local educational entities and athletic facilities after the farm program ended. In 1982, North Dakota's congressional delegation, with the support of community leaders, school officials, and alumni, successfully opposed the school's closure under the Reagan administration. In 1992, the school transferred to tribal control, chartered by the Sisseton, Wahpeton, Oyate. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Merle Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.